We forgot to record, folks.
Now we just are starting recording. I just was saying that the reason I started recording was because I remember I was about to talk about my sister, and I am recording it for my sister because she couldn't listen tonight. Aww. So, but I'll just say the part about my sister again. Okay. I just am apologizing to her for all the time she's like, get in the water, have fun. And I am like, no, I'm reading or napping or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. It's definitely interesting because, you know, you're the older sister, and then mm-hmm. I had the older sister. So I was that younger sister, like, please come with me.
Yeah. But now she likes to tan a lot on the beach. So there's that too. She's moved on in some ways as well.
That's nice.
Oh, and my question.
Okay.
Why an air mattress and not like a blow up toy?
It's a really good question because, well, it was to sleep on too during the night. It was like a double purpose, you know?
Yeah. And it works well in the water?
It works really well.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Parent Trap, the second one?
I think so.
There's that moment at the end. Sorry, spoilers. where like the two twins push the evil like girlfriend of the dad, the dad's girlfriend, like her air mattress into the lake. Okay. And like she's like sleeping and floating and she wakes up and she's like, ah!
Oh, I totally remember that part. It was a long time ago I saw that though.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. I definitely remember that part. Anyways.
So what song are you connecting this to?
So this song has absolutely no relationship to this story, but it was like, usually I can think of a song that like has like some sort of relationship. Anyways, this song reminds me of sort of that time period though.
Okay.
As far as like that year in my life, because not like because of what the song means, because it's a really, really sad song, mm-hmm. but because I remember my dad putting on Coachella and Bright Eyes, mm-hmm. the song I'm playing is Lua by Bright Eyes. My dad got like the Coachella DVD. So, and he would put it on and we'd go to Bright Eyes and we'd listen to these two songs
mm-hmm.
and so it's significant because I'm pretty sure my sister and I during this time period really liked this song and
got
my dad. So it was like around the same time, but this song has absolutely no relationship to swimming.
Cool.
Anyways.
I really like this song. I'm excited to listen to it.
Lua by Bright Eyes, everyone. So, yes.
Oh, it's, sorry, I keep on putting the speaker really loud.
Oh, it's okay. I was just like, wow, it's working. A very sad song, but it was not a sad experience.
Yeah. Did it feel sad when you listened to it at the time? Or were you just like, oh, I like this. It's in the background.
I think I was more like, I like this song, you know? Yeah. Because, you know, the First Day of My Life song by Paradise 2? Yeah. We would listen to that one and this one on the Coachella DVD. And it was more, nice. I think it was more interesting to watch the band, or him, it's one singer, him play.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, actually listening to what he was saying.
Interesting.
I think my sister was definitely more in tune with what he was saying, but I was just like, oh, like, oh, he's so cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song has two, like, it made me think of two things. Okay. But in my life, I found that song in a dance class. We had, like, most days of this particular dance class, our teacher would give us a prompt, and each of us would create a small solo or, like, duet about that prompt. So my friend Lissa did a dance to this.
Wow, I feel like that'd be really hard to do a dance to.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's so, it was a very, like, I don't know. I'm not, I don't even remember exactly what motion she was doing, but it was very Lissa. Like, I feel like there was a hand grab and shift to the right. I don't know. Things like that. Yeah. And that's also on my, like, sleepy playlist.
Yeah.
But it makes me want to, like, do a sad dance.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too, if I was a dancer.
Yeah.
Anyways, Eleanor, are you ready to tell your story?
I am ready. So sometimes Luke will bring in, like, short stories she's written, and I'm doing something sort of similar, but different.
I'm so excited.
I actually brought in some artwork that I did about swimming this summer, and I'm going to use that as a format for talking about swimming.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Okay, I will, anyone who wants, I'll send them a picture of this artwork. Just text me. 347-525-8209. Okay, so over the summer, I had this really amazing moment where I was swimming with a bunch of people, and it was all, and I will get into that moment in a little bit, but I was just thinking about how sad it felt that it was over, or just the significance of it being over, and it was just this, like, perfect experience, kind of, and I ended up making this piece of art, this collage, about different moments connected to swimming, because I think swimming is very momentous. That's the word, right?
I think so.
Does it work in that context? I was excited that it, there was a word. Anyway, it's just like, when it feels good, it feels so good, and you just don't want it to end, and then sometimes you get cold, or your family's leaving, or whatever, you have to, like, it has to stop, but you don't want it to stop, and that is, like, a very special feeling that I associate specifically with swimming. So I was just thinking about different moments that sort of felt like that, and I was also just inspired by images I found in magazines for swimming, and that sort of, I don't know if I would have chosen these exact moments if there were different pictures, or if I wasn't doing it based off of pictures, but these, yeah, this is what came out of it. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the Ospel River and the Adirondacks. And I'm going to read what I wrote little things about each moment thing. So this is what I wrote on it. Figure one, Ospel River, summer spent here making Carla laugh and putting goggles on to see the bottom in the deep part. So Carla's my sister, and we would go to this little river that was right by the farmer's market, and I don't know, it was just kind of nearby where we were, and we would put on goggles and go swimming, and it was pretty cold, but it just felt really different from our life in the city, and it was just a lot of fun to, like, play there and have something different and have this, like, natural experience, and it was, like, kind of a highlight of each trip, and specifically, there's sort of this moment that, like, is really that important to my sister and my, like, time together. It was, I had orange Crocs at the time, and she would play this game with me where she would throw the croc, one of the crocs, into the river, and I would have to go and catch it before it fell down this little waterfall. And she would, like, laugh and laugh, and this is so funny. She was probably, like, 5, and I was probably 8 around the time, and we would just do this over and over again. And one time, I think actually twice, I fell over the waterfall, this, like, tiny waterfall, and my croc fell over, and she just, like, cracked up. And, yeah, I think she has a short story about that moment also. So that just makes me think of, like, childhood and play in this, like, outside environment. And then figure 2 is backyard, inflatable pool filled with hose water, dirt, leaves, and Carla and me. So another Carla one. This one sort of makes me think about, like, being in the city and trying to find water to play in. And we had just moved into the house we are currently living in, or I'm not, but when I go home, I'm living in, and my parents bought an inflatable pool, and we filled it with hose water, and we would just play, and it just makes me think of, like, summer entertainment when you're bored and you need something to do, and, like, getting in your bathing suit and going into this, like, weird pool is fun, and, yeah, just, like, when you're bored of playing on land, you have water, and that adds a whole other element to play. And then figure 3 is the one that inspired this art piece, and was kind of a perfect moment. So figure 3, Coney Island, surrounded by those I love and who love me, but most of all, the warm water and a glowing sunset sky. So this was just, like, the most amazing day this summer, where it was after camp, the camp that I work at, and all of us went to Coney Island, and I thought it was just kind of going to be, like, go on some rides, hang out on the beach or the boardwalk, but we did bring bathing suits, and one by one, people started going in, and I went in, and I was like, holy shit, this is so amazing and fun, and, like, it feels so good. I didn't expect it, and then we ended up going in again right as the sun was setting, and the sky was glowing, and, like, the water was beautiful. And if you know Coney Island, it's not the nicest beach. There's, like, a ton of glass everywhere. But it just was incredibly beautiful, and it felt so momentous to, like, be in that water and be a little cold, but also warm, and appreciating that and appreciating the people around you and just feeling so, so good. And then the last one is figure 4, next time. I want that next moment where being in the water feels so free and welcoming and endless. Because it's really, it's about how moments end, but I think there's hope. I mean, there is hope that, you know, you're going to be swimming again and you're going to have the next wonderful moment. And I have had those since then. Even with you, Luke, we went swimming recently, or, like, at the beginning of the semester. So, yeah, those are some things.
Everyone should definitely ask Eleanor for a picture, because this little collage she has here is wonderful.
Thank you.
I think it will really help understand her stories. A couple of questions. Okay. Yes. / comments. Okay. So at the beginning, you were talking about how, at the end of every swimming experience, there's this feeling of, like, feeling like you have to leave and sort of end that time.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this has been something that has happened throughout every swimming experience? That's part 1. And part 2 is, does this affect, like, how the swimming experience is during it? Because when I think of something ending, I'm usually thinking about it ending while it's happening.
Yeah.
And that sort of, affecting my experience at the time.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, wait, what was the first question?
Oh.
Does it feel like this every time?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think it's, like, anytime, I guess when the water is not too cold / warms up a little bit. Like, if I'm willing to be in it for long enough, then it feels special. Yeah. And I have to be in the right mood. But I think it might happen, like, 70% of the time, because I tend not to get in the water unless I, like, actually think I'm going to have a good time.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, I got in, and I love it, and, like, now I have to leave it.
Right.
And it's not, like, sometimes I'm happy to get out of the water.
Okay.
But it's still, like, when I'm happy in the water, I don't want to get to that point where I want to get out of the water, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was your second question? Thinking about the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Coney Island time, I was definitely thinking about that in the water, especially because one of my friends was like, doesn't this just feel like one of those moments where you're, like, sad already because you're thinking about it being over? And I was like, yes, but also, like, I didn't even want that image because I just wanted to enjoy it. But I think that's true. It's hard to, like, balance thinking about an ending and, like, enjoying something. And I think that balance is really hard, and I struggle with it a lot. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any wisdom about it. I just know that it's hard and weird. And
yeah.
But I do have one thing I forgot to say.
Tell me.
When I was thinking about all of these moments and, like, other moments with people, including you, in our, like, swimming in the reservoir at the beginning of the semester, I think something about swimming is, like, cements relationships together.
That's so true.
Like, if you have a swimming experience with someone and it's fun and not, like, bad or weird, yeah, or, like, a weird pool party in sixth grade, it's so wonderful. And, like, if you have this, like, swimming moment with another person and you're just like, wow, I love the water, uh-huh, I love this moment, and it's with someone else, it feels so special. And, like, it makes me, those people, even more dear to me.
That's so true. I feel like, especially if it's, like, a weird water experience, mm-hmm, like, not in, like, maybe, like, a regular pool, but, like, in a reservoir or, like, a lake or some, yeah, like, ocean, you know, or some, yeah, or Coney Island, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's super true. I have never thought about that, though, but I, yeah, like that. I feel cemented to our connection.
I feel cemented, too. Yeah, cement and water are different, but...
Wait, one more question.
Okay.
So... I've never been to Coney Island, but you
should come.
Spoke of there being a lot of glass.
And, yes.
Like, I assume that would mean there would be, like, trash there.
Yep, and trash.
And you were saying how, even though, like, you mentioned that, but didn't really speak to it in regard to, you said you, like, really appreciated your time there and you had, mm-hmm, an incredible time. To me, and maybe this is because I'm from a place where the landscape is so beautiful and I'm so lucky to not see trash anywhere.
Yeah.
But if I were to be there, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, people are ruining this place, you know?
Yeah.
And I would feel probably unappreciative.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think about that? And how did those thoughts, I guess, affect that appreciation?
I think, well, part of the charm of Coney Island is how gross it is.
Okay.
Like, it's so funky and weird and beautiful, and they're like, how much do you know? Do you know any, like...
No, I don't
have
know.
You heard of, like, Coney Island?
I've heard of Coney Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, like, an amusement park by the boardwalk in New York, okay, in, like, deep Brooklyn. It's, like, the last stop on all of these trains, and...
Right.
You get out, and they're just, like, it's full of people, but it's, like... some weird people, like, there's a freak show nearby, and there's, like, art going on, and it's right by the aquarium. It's okay. Great. So it's, like, you're like, oh, okay, this isn't the prettiest beach. There's going to be glass, but that's, right, kind of part of the charm of it being funky. It's not, like, this beautiful, luxurious beach. It's kind of this, okay, like, beach people might throw glass onto because they're, right, having, like, a weird, fun time, and then you just, like... get to experience that funkiness.
Okay, so it's expected, basically.
Yeah. It's still, like, scary when you're walking around, right, and you, like we all collected glass, like, put it on our towels in specific places, so we didn't step on it, but
right.
that was just kind of part of the charm of the experience.
Okay, wonderful.
So the song that I'm going to play is, I was also having trouble thinking of what song to choose, but I decided to choose this song called The End of Love by Florence and the Machine, which is a song I was, I probably listened to on the train ride home from Coney Island, just like thinking about the end of this perfect day.
Okay.
And there's some like water imagery and summer imagery also. So it felt like a good one to play.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to hear it.
Oh, and you know what? I'll say it after.
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Sorry. Gotta pause things. Yeah, that song really, well, what I was gonna say before it came on was that what I really love about the song and then listening to it reminded me of how filling it is. And I think a lot of my favorite music just, like, and when it just feels so good when you're listening to it, especially in headphones, is like it just fills you up and it's loud and like beautiful and like she reaches that high note and it's just really amazing. And that sort of feels like swimming slash these like perfect moments. They're just so filling. And yeah, so I really like that song. And it also says summer in New York. So I love it.
Eleanor was talking about while it was playing how she was listening to it on the subway back. And I think those moments are, like, the best moments after you have just such an incredible day. And then you're, like, alone or listening in headphones to, like, this wonderful music. It is so, like, fulfilling and, like, it's just, like, magic. It's great. And that song was beautiful, and I'm so happy I know about it now.
Yeah, she's great. Luke was telling me that she's never heard of Florence and the Machine, so she's in for a treat.
I am. I can't wait. All right, so we have, I think, a great playlist.
I think so, too.
We will play you the rest of the songs and then tell you who the artists are.
What kind of songs did you choose?
I chose basically songs that just either remind me of swimming or songs that I have listened to while swimming. Not that I necessarily like, but, like, that I feel like if I have been, like, at a pool, they have just been playing.
Got it.
And I'm like, yeah. What about you?
Cool. I went more of the route of, like, songs about swimming.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you should definitely have some variation.
Yeah. enjoy.
On the tail. to. I never could do that which might hurt you. So try and be cool when I say this way.
I'm not afraid to die. one rider. Eyes just peel, got me swimming like a diver. Can't let go, I got kids in Okinawa. My heart such a big quake, losers and survivors. No way, no, you didn't give a flower. The witness said better, but the killer was a coward. And they just showered, a minute in an hour. Heard about the news, whole day went sour. Feel the moment, got me feeling like a lemon head. Put you in the box, just because it is a cigarette. Sick of my response, feel regardless, I get arrested. Ain't worried about the killers, just a young and restless. Get mad, cause a $250,000 on my necklace. Do you hear, I never said I was driving reckless. Cool down, little jealousy is not impressive. Oh no, I can't stop, I was tested. Jimi Hendrix, I get the press leather outfit, all in it. Cut the press, tell it all, get a meal ticket. Clean licks, get in the car, just a little visit. Sacrifice just to make the hills feel vivid. Reality, see when you're blessed, just kill critics. Bugatti never meant I'm rich, just God fearing. Look at me staring, got my thoughts staring. Got a gut feeling, that's the right caring. Tell it's Billie Jean, if I'm on another planet. Think classic, Chuck Elite, Chris Terrence. Mama, mama, chandeliers, I'm in tears, damn it. 30 years, you'd have thought these emotions vanished. Try to live, try to figure how your sister vanished. No cheers, I know you would have panicked.
Contigo, dance contigo, la contigo, la noche loca. feels like paradise. You got me spinning, got me crazy, got me hypnotized. I need your love, I need you closer. Begging, keep me open that the night don't stop.
I've got a body car, but don't stop worrying.
Bailando,
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 bailando.
Cuerpo y mío llenando el vacío, subiendo y bajando. Bailando,
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 bailando.
Ese fuego por dentro me está enloqueciendo, me va saturando.
Girl, I like the way you move. Won't you show me what you do? Did you tell me that you want me? Girl, you got nothing to lose. I can't wait no more.
Ya no puedo más.
I can't wait no more.
Ya no puedo más.
She have a love for me, I set it. Girl, you know, send me no pity. Me and tell her not to fret it. Take the time when we get it. It's gonna be alright. You're taking the full flight. You're doing it alright.
But if I wanna be contigo, to live contigo, to dance contigo, to laugh contigo, una noche loco,
una noche loco.
I wanna be contigo, to live contigo, to dance contigo, to laugh contigo, una noche loca. Totalmente loca.
Baby girl, you're so hot, it's a shock. Feeling the way you want that, the way you move, girl. Make me heartbeat fast, stop. Tika, tika, tak, never gonna stop, girl. Let me not burn when you twist it and turn. Energy you give me, girl, and you run the world. Sexy body shape when you pull up on the curb. Let me body tend to a rise of a nerve. Long time no look at your belly, say my word. Jump in, baby girl. Stay with me, girl. Stay with me, girl. Yes, baby girl.
And put them in it. Now I'm driving round on the boulevard, trunk bleeding. And every time the cops pull me over, they don't never see them, they never see them. And I got this black suit on, roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. 5 more miles till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Kick off my shoes and swim good, and swim good. Take off this suit and swim good, and swim good, yeah. Got some pretty good beats on this 808 CD, yeah. Memory seats I'm sitting on, stay heated. I would've put tints on my windows, but what's the difference? If I feel like a ghost, no twice. Ever since I lost my baby, I've had this black suit on. Roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. One more mile till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Kick off my shoes and swim good. And swim good. Take off this suit and swim good.
in me, 'cause I don't believe in anything, and I wanna be someone to believe, to believe, to believe.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
Them grow, they'll learn much more than to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds are far behind. Me, where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Thanks for sticking around and listening.
Yes. We hope you enjoyed the playlist.
Yeah.
We will read off the songs.
Yeah.
And the artists.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay, swimming.
The first song was Lua by Bright Eyes.
The second song was The End of Love by Florence and the Machine. The next song was Pool Boys by Diet Sig.
Then Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Then Deep End by Like Lee.
Then I Cry by Flo Rida. Then Bailando by Enrique Iglesias and other people.
Then Swim Good by Frank Ocean.
Then Mr. Jones by Count and Grow. Then Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamakawiwo. I'm not really sure how to pronounce the last name. I butchered it, I'm sure.
And then the last one was Night Swimming by R.E.M. Hope you had some nice swimming memories, water memories, whatever you thought about. Yes,
or at least thought of stories when we were telling our own. Mm-hmm. And tell them to the people you are with tonight.
Yes! Talk about swimming! Go swimming soon!
Yes, it's fulfilling.
It is, said. Yes. So, Luke, what are we going to do next week?
We are doing crying as our theme, which isn't as exciting as we just made it out to be, but we are definitely excited about it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get sad and deep, or maybe happy. Maybe it'll be happy crying.
Who knows?
Yeah, haven't thought about it yet.
The surprise.
Maybe we'll cry real. On air.
Oh, that's so sad. It probably will. Okay.
Have a great night, everybody.
Yes. Sweet dreams.
Bye. Good night.